I speak to you in God's holy name, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. We are this summer looking at what it means to be a progressive Christian community. There are very many ways of approaching God and understanding God, and we here have decided to be a progressive, emergent Christian community. And we've went through this teaching a number of years ago, but it's time to do it again as a refresher. And we noted that there are 8 major tenets of being a progressive community, and there are some posters up around the church, and you'll see them at the entranceways that spell these all out. And they've been in your bulletin as well last week, this week, and in the weeks to come. And today we are looking at the second major tenet of the 8 tenets of being a progressive community. The second tenet is having courage to challenge established ways of doing in the light of current affairs and in new knowledge as builders of social justice for all. I'll read it again. Having courage to challenge established ways of doing in the light of current affairs and new knowledge as builders of social justice for all. Now, I want you to reflect for a minute on the readings we had today. If you were listening carefully and you heard Hosea the prophet being read by Dorothy, you heard a pretty harsh, horrendous challenge set out by Hosea the prophet. And it articulated a form of being in a relationship to God that was very narrow, very harsh, and very judgmental. And then you listen to the gospel, which is sort of at a different pole. There was like 2 poles today in our reading. Hosea here and Jesus here. And Jesus starting off with the Lord's Prayer in Luke, and then talking about the graciousness of God and God being love and God always being there for everyone. He didn't just say Christians. He didn't just say Jews, because there were no Christians in Jesus' day. They came after the resurrection. So when Jesus speaks, you have to remember he's speaking to Jews. But he wasn't just saying Jews. He was saying everybody, inclusiveness. Everybody comes to the Father. The Father welcomes them in love. God is love. And so that's what this second tenet of progressive Christianity is talking about. That God is inclusive and God is love. And it's not bound in a narrow way. Now, I have met and you have met Christians who have this idea that came out of the Protestant Reformation called sola scriptura, which means only scripture. And people get all caught up in the Old Testament and reading the prophets, and then they get so infused with hell and damnation and blood and very narrow rules. No woman is allowed to speak in the church. There can't be women clergy. You can't have women reading the scripture. And other kind of things like this. Women can't be on any kind of role of authority. And it's very based in a very narrow interpretation of the Old Covenant, with a great forgetting that we are New Covenant Christians. We are people following Jesus. And in Jesus speaking, he says, God is love. And love means that it's inclusive. That all of God's creation, the natural creation, is a sign of God's love. One of the things I like to remind people of, that the first revelation of God, I asked the question I did to a young couple this week when I was getting them ready to have authority to be married in this diocese. I asked the couple, I said, what is the first word of God? And they wondered about the Old Testament and so on. I said, no, the first word of God is the creation itself, the natural manifestation of God is the universe, the planet Earth, and all the life on the planet. The trees, the fish, the people, all people are a sign of God's love. That's the first manifestation of love. The Bible came after the planet. Human beings put the Bible together. It's a book of the church, but God's church, the environment, the creation came first, millions of years ahead. And so as progressive Christians, we have to think bigger. And we see that it's important to take instruction and insight from a variety of places. Not just a narrowness, but a broad spectrum of thought. And we include that all together as we journey as people with Jesus and following the footsteps of Jesus as Jesus proclaims love. So it's okay to take information from science. I mean, this week we celebrated the return of Neil Armstrong and all the others back to Earth after 50 years ago walking on the moon. That says something. There's knowledge that we have to integrate into who we are as Christian people, and it's okay to do that. It's okay to be people who are alive now and having to deal with the issues that we face from day to day to day and meet them as Christians. That we are called as progressive people not to live ourselves in little silos. You know, I have my economic silo, my political silo, my religious silo, my whatever else silo, my health silo, my food silo, and never the twain shall meet. That's not a progressive Christian way. We are called to integrate our social values and our religious values and our intellectual values, to bring them all together as we journey in love with God. And that's the challenge. So we have to have the courage to establish ways of doing in the light of current information. We have to be prepared as Christians to raise up and challenge the ways of doing stuff and not just go along. So one of the things that's emerging in our own world today, and some of you may have heard a person who was in this diocese up until recently, Lynn McNaughton, who's now the Bishop of Kootenai, being interviewed on the radio this morning, saying the Diocese of the Kootenai is now going to allow the marriage of same-sex people in the church, in the Anglican church there, in the Diocese of the Kootenai. That's a big step for Kootenai. They're not the Lower Mainland, where this has been a part of who we are for years. But for Kootenai, they're going to have to do a lot of teaching and help people prepare for this, because some people are going to be overwhelmed by it. But it's all in this light of being a progressive Christian. We now have an understanding about how people are formed and born, that we're not formed either male or female, but there's a whole spectrum in between. And we have to recognize that in how we live our lives as faithful spiritual people. And there's more and more issues like that that we have to encounter, and we embrace this knowledge and embrace it in a way as spiritual people who follow the love of God. There's a concept I quickly want to introduce you to this morning, and we're going to pursue it in other weeks. But there's the concept of small church and large church. And small church is the traditional church from which we've all come. And that is the church of the organization. It's very apostolic. It's got males leading it. It's got a very narrow interpretation of who has authority and voice. And it tends to, and we talked about it in Bible study this morning, it tends to see power. It's all power driven. That the male clergy have their power and they dispense God's love in almost like a transactional way. And that's a small way of thinking about church. And then there's large church or big church. And that is where God created the world. God created the universe. And that all people on the planet are loved by God. And there is no dispensation of being in with God or out with God. Everyone is in with God. They may have different approaches to understanding God, but God loves all of them. God loves all of us. We are never away from God's love. And all things on the planet are loved by God. But God doesn't like or love violence, doesn't love hurtfulness, doesn't love brutality, doesn't love prejudice. But God loves inclusion and loves healing and wholeness. We're going to come back to that. But that's an ideal that we as progressive Christians are working towards. That we challenge the old authority and the old way of thinking with this new idea that God's love is inclusive and God's love is for all people. And it's for that reason, for instance, you will not hear me ever try to set up a straw man of saying, that's a Muslim and we're a Christian and we're better. That's not on. That's not on at all. Or that we're Anglicans and we're better than the whatevers. That's othering. That's not on. That's not a way of being a progressive Christian. We journey together and we work together as people of the planet. And we have one overarching problem. And small church will not help us, because small church is tribalism. Big church will help us if we see ourselves working together to solve the issues of climate change. And it's big. When you think about it, that the Greenland this week had temperatures of 30 degrees Celsius. What that's doing to the ice sheet. We have to really work. This is a real issue. And so we need to think about how God is calling us to a new vision in this new day, a new way of thinking, and that we are called to this. And I pray that as we receive the sacrament today and know it's God's love given for us and poured out for us, that we are energized to go into the world and live our lives as the people of God, the people who love. May God bless us all. Amen.